Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 163 for Monday, November 30th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, tracking gains in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 higher, with the January contract coming in at $467.60 per ton. European rapeseed futures were higher, which was supportive for canola. India is reportedly facing widespread drought conditions. If that situation holds to form, it would be the first time back-to-back droughts have hit India in 30 years. Traders may be hesitant to sell ahead of Friday's Statistics Canada crop estimates report. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less desirable to foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil was weaker, which was bearish for the market. The South American soybean crop is shaping up to be a massive one, which also undermined the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Taking a look at the U.S., soybeans are up 5 to 6 cents, with the most active January contract checking in at $8.79 a bushel. Values were boosted by strong foreign demand. Brazil is reportedly having a problem with fungus in its soybean crop due to high levels of humidity, partially caused by El Nino. Resistance for the January soybean contract is being pegged at $8.85 a bushel. Corn was 2 to 3 cents stronger, with the March contract coming in at $3.70 a bushel. The president of Argentina has officially declared he will lower the country's export tax on corn. That could result in a large amount of corn being flooded onto the market when that tax comes down. The tax for Argentina's exports currently stands at 20%. Elsewhere, Russia has lowered its export prices for corn as a result of the tension between it and Turkey after a Russian jet was shot down. U.S. meat was mixed. The March contract was 3 cents lower, coming in at $4.75 a bushel, while the more deferred contracts were slightly higher. The U.S. dollar was stronger, which weighed on values, while Ukraine's winter wheat crop is said to be improving. Egypt reports its imports will remain steady in 2015-2016. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.